The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're launching into the second hour of this edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you on the website. They're all totally free. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But coming up, we didn't really finish the story about this lady, a mom who had was visited by CPS, Child Protective Services, after a busybody neighbor called on her for having her kids in the backyard, in a fenced backyard, while she was doing the dishes, watching the kids from the kitchen window.
Yes.
And that resulted in, well, we'll tell you more about it here in moments. But we're talking with Tyler in Washington. He's on the line still about management structure. This is a topic that came up on the Tuesday night show here on Free Talk Live. And Johnson, our co-host, was saying that anything that's non-hierarchical, he believes is communist or socialist. And Tyler, you had asked about anarcho-syndicalism, which, as I understand it, and I barely, you know anything about this beyond what we've already talked about tonight, is some sort of employee ownership of a business, or at least a partial employee ownership, cutting out authority. Is that the idea of anarcho-syndicalism?
Well, yeah, that's what my understanding of it is. I'm kind of vague on the concept myself.
I've got a Wikipedia definition if this helps us a little bit. Anarcho-syndicalists view the primary purpose of the state as being the defense of private property and therefore of economic, social, and political privilege, denying most of its denizens the ability to enjoy material independence and the social autonomy which springs from it. In contrast with other bodies of thought, particularly Marxist-Leninist, anarcho-syndicalists deny that there can be any kind of worker state or a state which acts in the interest of workers as opposed to those of the powerful, and posit that any state with the intention of empowering the workers will inevitably work to empower itself or the existing elite at the expense
of the workers. I suspect they're right. Yeah, I agree with that entirely. Is that, you know, the state is always going to work for the powerful and the rich. That much is true.
So, Tyler, what about, were you just calling to ask us if we were familiar with it, or were you leading somewhere with that question?
Well, that's the thing is, after listening to your guys' show yesterday, I started to ponder this more and come up with a scheme in my head, and really, like, I don't see why this idea of you have a company, you create some kind of a company charter or constitution stating that, like, everybody gets a say in how the company is run to a certain extent based on your shares in the company, and then you make a profit based on the overall profit of the company. So what happens is you have lower-level workers who have incentive to see the overall company succeed, but they also have the ability to vote or at least talk about the direction of which the company is going, who's ultimately in charge of the company. Say you're the originating owner of the company, or you're part of the executive board who oversee the entire company. You could get fired by the will of the workers if they decide that you're not running the company in a direction that benefits everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like it has the benefits of a union without the setbacks, and you're not going to see strikes, and there's no coercion involved. There's no forcing anyone to do anything. I don't see why 50 years from now, 100 years from now, this is the ultimate company model.
Publix does this, by the way, from what I understand. I don't know if they do the employee voting thing, but they do allow their employees. They give their employees. Publix is a grocery store chain in the Southeast, a very good one, been around for a long time, very successful. Anyway, after you've been there for a certain period of time as an employee, you are then given stock, basically, in the company. And if that continues on, I don't think you get it all at once, but I think you get more maybe over time. I've never been an employee for them, but I do know that that is something that they do, and it gives the employees a stake in what they're doing. They're not just pushing carts or stocking shelves. They're actually part of something larger. So I think it's a pretty smart kind of thing to do.
Oh, I agree that I like the idea of employees being vested in the company in that sense. It's, you know, to me it's preferable. You know, again, it's not a perfect solution to all the problems, but you know, it's a pretty good one.
Well, okay, so
to go back to the whole thing of any employee-owned company is automatically socialist, that's not necessarily true, because you could have an employee-owned company where people are rewarded based on their performance.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be a syndicalist organization. It would just be an employee-owned organization.
Right, and just because something is, I mean, I get where you're coming from, Tyler, that this sounds like a pretty good thing. But maybe it is, maybe it isn't, depending on the business, depending on the vision, depending on, you know, what those people are doing. Like, if there's an individual with a really strong vision for where he or she wants their company to go, it could undermine that person's vision by allowing employees to all of a sudden start making decisions for the company. And so that could be a problem. Now, again, maybe it'll work well in certain businesses and in others. Like, for instance, would you have wanted the employees to have made decisions for Apple where, you know, when Steve Jobs was in charge? I mean, a lot of people would say, or Bill, you know, Bill Gates, for instance. These are people who are seen as visionaries and, you know, that they led their companies in a very specific direction. Would they have been as successful or more successful or less successful? Obviously, we don't have the benefit of alternative history.
Right, and there's, you know, a lot of leeway of employee-owned company to where everybody owns, you know, a fraction of a percent of the company with one person owning the majority. That's still technically, you know, and I don't know if Publix is set up this way, but if you've got one person that owns 50.1% of the company,
yeah,
and every employee owns, you know, a share, whatever that share would be, of the other 49.9%, that's technically a employee-owned company. And, you know, like, they could give their thoughts, they can vote, but they don't have a majority. You could also have a company to where everybody has an equal share, and I think that would be an absolute disaster.
Well, I like the idea of people having a share in the profits. I don't like the idea of people having a share in the decision-making. When it comes to decision-making, no one makes worse decisions than committees. The larger the committee, the worse the decision's going to be.
Hold on, Mark. I think we need to form a committee to study whether or not committees make bad decisions.
Let's just take a look at the last few presidents as a little bit of an example here. I mean, the fact is that the average employee stocking shelves should not be making decisions for the company. And that's just the end of that story. Should they be getting rewarded based on performance? Absolutely.
Now, I will say that when I worked for an airline, I had what I thought was a brilliant idea, and I gave it to the manager, and the manager said, that's kind of a good idea. And then I never heard anything about it. I've been traveling a good bit recently, and I've noticed that every airline I've traveled on has adopted my idea.
Likely your manager did very well with that idea.
Which is to put the boarding time on the path instead of the departure time, because then it plays a Jedi mind trick with people to where they show up earlier.
Ah.
Because there would be people that would all the time show up 20 minutes before departure and get mad because their bag missed the flight and
right,
got delayed. Well, you dumb, you should have been here 30 minutes ago, because it says in small print, door closes 10 minutes before departure. So every airline, it seems now, has adopted this to where they put the boarding time on the boarding pass. And then up under in small, here's the departure time, door closes 10 minutes before departure.
By the way, Publix employees own 31% of the firm. They are the largest employee-owned company in America. Tyler, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that topic to the table. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Indeed, Forbes says Publix is not only the largest employee-owned company, but also the most profitable grocer in America. So it seems like they're doing something right over there. They say the two facts are linked, and they might be a formula for fending off Bentonville's retail behemoth, which, of course, is Walmart. It's Bentonville. Is it Arkansas?
Yes.
I believe. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there a best management structure? I don't know about that. But I think it's important to try new things and try different things. And that's what the market's wonderful for. You can join us here. We'll talk more about a little bit about employee ownership. Publix might be worth looking at closer at here. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited to join us here talking about management of business and, you know, what is the best structure? Is there one that works the best? I don't know. I think it probably depends on the people involved and the business and the vision and all that. But you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-3733. And maybe we'll dig a little bit into Publix, the most profitable, apparently, the most successful of the employee-owned businesses in the United States. And apparently they're eating Walmart's lunch to some extent when it comes to groceries as well.
Well, public shoppers are rabid. You know as well as I do that we're from an area where, I mean, Publix has owned the area since we were a kid. We were kids.
If they have rabies, I'm fairly certain they should go to a doctor, not a grocer.
I meant rabid in the sense that they're loyal. Loyal as they could possibly be.
And they're foaming at the mouth, apparently, because of the rabies.
If you go to, you go talk to grocery shoppers in a southern market, you're more than likely going to find somebody who just loves Publix to the point I wouldn't go anyplace else.
It's a great store. I mean, no doubt, hands down, Publix is the best grocer in the Southeast.
Why?
Well, we can talk about that here in a moment.
You as a person who shopped at Publix on a regular basis should be able to answer that question.
I would, but we've got callers waiting, so we're going to go to the phones.
You can't
or at least
answer
one
the
caller.
Question because there
I
is
can,
no answer to
and
it.
I'll get, could answer I'll the get question. To it here.
Maybe they've got a selection of the items that he wants. Maybe the bag boys know exactly how to put things in the bag.
Maybe you're
just an a-hole and you're grumpy.
Hold that thought. There's something you can't get at Publix or whatever your local grocer is, and that's Sherry's Berries. Oh. No, Sherry's Berries, which is probably a way better gift for mom than Hooker's.
Yes.
Because Mother's Day is coming up, and it's coming up fast. So go to Sherry's Berries website. It's berries.com. And place an order for these delicious, freshly dipped strawberries. They start at just $19.99 plus shipping. And you can double the berries for just $10 more. Now, here's how you do it. You go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right of the website. Type in code FTL. That stands for Free Talk Live. So code FTL. That way, Sherry's Berries knows that we sent the business to them. They're delicious berries. These are the top quality berries dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. These are huge, delicious berries. And you can, of course, pick the delivery date that you want in it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is also always guaranteed, or your money back. You can't lose with this gift. But if for some reason your mom's allergic to strawberries, then they've got all kinds of other delicious gifts.
They sure do, yeah.
At Sherry's Berries. So don't you worry. You'll find something perfect for your mom right now at berries.com. Use code FTL. Click the microphone when you get there in the top right. It's berries.com. Let's go to Sab. He's on the line in Tennessee. Hey, Sab, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Good topic, guys.
Thanks.
I'm going to answer your question, then I'm going to tell you about what I called in for, because I do shop at Publix.
All right.
It's a southern phenomenon, because I can't get Scrapple anywhere else but Publix.
Your answer to why is Publix the greatest grocery store in America is Scrapple?
It's not the greatest. It's overpriced. The old people, it's all in white, prissy areas where the old people feel safe. They're packaged in twos for people 90-plus. Come on. It's a grocery store. You want employees running anything? Employees are like Democrats. They can't find their butts. People are in business because, like me, they can't, and I've owned businesses for many years, they can't work for anybody else when they have a better idea. Employees, you've got to be kidding me. I don't mind an employee getting a piece of the action if they work, but most of them are stupid and lazy. Making decisions by committee, you've got it. It's called the government. You know what free enterprise is? It's the stream running down, a free stream running. You put a rock in it, and there's government. You put another rock in it, there's a committee. But you know what? Free enterprise will always go around that rock. It will always go around that rock because committees, groups, organizations, capitalism, socialism, all these isms are an impediment to free enterprise. What I think we should do is arrest these people, the socialists, the capitalists, anyone that wants an ism to take away my right to free trade with whom I choose to trade with should be in prison because they're criminals. They just call it by a different name. Capitalism, socialism, ism. It's ridiculous. Look at the European model that failed. In 200 years, we became an economic powerhouse because of free enterprise. And look what's happening now.
Yeah, free enterprise is somebody puts their butt on the line. They put all their time, all their energy, and all their money into creating something, and most of the times they fail. If they're successful, we vilify them. We call them, we call them every name in the book and say they're bad folks. It's
not me. I celebrate that.
I mean, we as in sort of humanity has decided that success is bad, and it's like a bunch of people at a stoning or something.
You know what, guys? Free enterprise is actually charity. Because for you to want my service, I must be providing something of value to you, as opposed to just giving you money. If one is in business, like your talk show, how you guys interact, you create a value. That value is given to the listener. That value is turned into, I guess you can call it money. But what you do creates a value. But can you imagine... Most, I know you guys work at radio stations. Most disc jockeys, your coworkers, trying to own a radio station. where employees go, well, you got $1,000 in today. Well, yeah, but now we have the FCC to pay. Now we have the tower rent. Now we have the mortgage. Now we have this.
Well,
now we have that.
I have a hard time imagining most of the people that I've had as coworkers owning anything more expensive than a laptop.
No problem with employees getting a piece of the action.
Yeah.
But to own to make a decision in the business, you've got to be kidding me. I worked in my business 20 years before I went into ownership to learn every single aspect of it. And you know as well as I do, most people, they want to show up Monday morning at 9 o'clock, work 4 hours out of 8 hours. They want to party on the weekends.
Yep.
And they want their 2 or 3 weeks vacation.
By the way, Sab's the owner of one of our radio affiliates in Chattanooga, Tennessee area.
I will say that I would like the door to be open for where I work for me to come in with an idea and to be able to share with the boss. Sometimes ideas they stink.
We do that with our people, and sometimes they have great ideas. It's called a comment box.
Right.
Listen, I always tell people, if you want to run this place, cut me a check. And when I was managing the radio station, I'm like, great idea. You know what? Go tell the boss. When the ratings fail. And your butt's on the street. But everyone has great ideas, don't they? We all have great ideas. And now with the Internet, everyone has an opinion. But put your money on the line.
Yeah,
put your time, energy, and effort on the line.
That definitely...
Everyone can do a talk show, I bet you, right? Every time one you come in contact with that knows you on the radio can do it better than you. Tells you how to do your show, what to talk about, what not to talk. Everyone can be a talk show host because they went to college. I took a course in marketing. I did talk radio on my college station.
Actually, definitely what? Don't need that talk radio. You know, that's, I think, one of the reasons why Free Talk Live, what you've kind of touched on here, Sav, is one of the reasons why Free Talk Live has been a success in the syndicated talk radio business, because most talk show hosts, like you said, they just want to show up. They're radio people. They want to show up, work for 4 hours, and get a paycheck at the end of the week. Whereas, Mark and I, we basically started the syndication realm of this show, and Mark did the sales end, and I did the affiliate relations end for the longest time. Daryl's now helping with affiliate relations. But we're talk show hosts who actually do the business of radio as well. And that's why we've managed to make this thing work.
Fluoride and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. And we invite you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, Skype us at lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And also be sure to get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. If you want to help out Free Talk Live, get the stuff you're probably going to buy anyway through Amazon, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Amazon US, Canada, and UK. Just drop on into shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about shopping to some extent here. Talking about employee-owned companies versus not, versus a company drawn sort of by a board of directors or a company led by a single person with a very clear vision. These are three different types of structures that exist. There are also companies like Publix, which are not employee-owned in whole, but employee-owned in part. And there's a story, actually there's a couple stories, one of them's too lengthy, I think, for the air at Forbes. About, that's actually a more recent story, about Walmart, how Publix's people-first culture is winning the grocer war. They're calling them the Walmart Slayer. The Economist, in a 2007 piece, writes a story called Publix, the Opposite of Walmart. And that's the one I'll share with you here. And then, Mark, you can ask your question about what makes Publix so special. With the rise of Walmart, smaller supermarkets across America have struggled to compete, but not Publix supermarkets, which recently opened, remember this is almost a decade old, this story, recently opened its 900th store in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and is defying Walmart's market share success in food sales. Publix is America's largest privately owned grocery chain, with revenues in 2006 of $21.7 billion, up 5% from 2005, and net profits of $1.1 billion, up 11% from the previous year. Publix has a market share of more than 40% in Florida, its home state.
Yeah.
And it's taking business from Walmart and others as it expands in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina.
I wouldn't say they're taking this whole thing of they're taking profits from this other company. The profits don't belong to the other companies. The profits belong to the customers, and the customers choose where to give those profits. So Publix is not
the money
taking,
belongs to the customers, but the profits don't belong to the customers.
Right, but you know, like Publix is not taking profits from Walmart.
They're taking market share.
Concede the point. There's really no point in having this discussion. Daryl's right. It's just
they're taking market share because there's not a finite amount of customers. There's a finite amount of dollars until more people move in or are born or whatever in the area.
Right, but the profits do not belong to the other company.
I think it's just a way they're speaking.
Winning market share is probably a better terminology.
It has a competitive edge over Walmart because it's strong in precisely the areas where Walmart is vulnerable. Take customer satisfaction, for example. Publix is ranked number one out of supermarkets on the American Consumer Satisfaction Index as published by the University of Michigan since it began 14 years ago, whereas Walmart ranks last. Publix employees have a reputation for going out of their way to please customers. Testimony to the motivational power of employee ownership, perhaps. Publix employees put your shopping into bags, take it to the car, and refuse tips unless you offer more than once. They own 31% of the firm through an employee share ownership plan, making Publix the largest employee-owned company in America, which means they're not in charge of the company. But they've got an ownership stake, which is, I think, what Sab was talking about before. He certainly wasn't speaking highly of employees in general, but he didn't oppose the idea of giving them a stake in the business, because I think that's what takes an employee to the next level.
I agree.
You know, your employee is, by default, someone who doesn't really care. They only care about their paycheck, and they understand that maybe, you know, being nice to the customers will help them get a paycheck and not get fired. But if they've got a stake in the business, that gives them a little bit extra to be caring about.
Well, if they feel like
it helps them with the big picture.
It's the thing is that what you want is you want buy-in, right? So employee ownership allows employee buy-in in a way that otherwise you don't get it, because an employee knows innately that their labor is being bought on an hourly basis, and they, in many cases, at some point or another, they're going to usually become surly. You want to prevent this surliness, and the way to do that is to keep buy-in. When you tell them, this is your company, you tell them, this is your company, and as it is their company, then they begin to say, you know what? Yeah, this is my company. And at that point, once they believe they're an owner, now, when you own a fraction, you know, the tiniest of a fraction of 1% of a company, you can hardly call yourself an owner. But they, you know,
it feels different, though.
It absolutely feels different. And that's what this really comes down to, is this creates emotional buy-in on the part of the employee. And once you can do that, you know as well as I do, Ian, I've worked where you've worked in most cases, and the employees, in many cases, were not happy at all. But Clear Channel, where we worked, gave an annual bonus. They didn't tell us it was our company. And that's really the difference, is Publix is very clear, this is your company, employee-owned, is said over and over again.
Publix has,
but employees only own 30-something percent of the company.
That's right, 31%. Publix has also tailored its products to fast-growing local markets more successfully than Walmart, boosting sales while carving a niche for itself. The company's opened Publix Sabor stores in South Florida, seeking to attract shoppers from its large Hispanic and Caribbean population.
That means savor in Spanish.
Savory. Sabor?
Sabor, yeah.
As well as offering packaged goods aimed at Hispanic customers, as Walmart does in some stores, these shops sell prepared dishes, including red beans with pig's feet, stewed chicken, and perishables such as yucca roots. In addition, Publix has gained a cult-like following amongst Floridians for its Publix brand goods, such as chocolate chip cookies, sub sandwiches, and sweet tea. And that would have been my answer, Mark.
Sweet tea?
No, not the sweet tea. Yeah. It's the store brand. Publix's store brand is the best store brand I've ever come across. as far as private label products are concerned. You know, every grocery store has its own store private label. They call them private labels. They're usually manufactured by some big company that actually makes brands you recognize. Yeah. It's just they change out the, you know, the product labeling, basically, and they make things for Publix and for Walmart, and they call them Sam's Choice or whatever the brand is at the store in question. And I'd always been impressed by Publix's, you know, their store brand.
You do more shopping than I do, but I've got to say that I like the store brands here at the local grocery store. I'm just unimpressed. I have... you know, I've done a certain amount of shopping, and I'm just unimpressed with this whole Publix cultism that's out there. I'm not saying that.
What was your grocery store when you were in Florida?
I would go to whatever was convenient. I didn't do.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah. So on the way home, I'd stop off at Winn-Dixie.
Okay.
Or I'd go to Publix. I mean, there are all kinds of things I'd buy at Publix or Winn-Dixie. It just didn't matter.
Let me ask this question: were you the type of shopper? And I guess I know the answer, but are you the type of shopper that you'll go to three different stores in the same trip because the one place has this cheaper than the other one?
No, my wife does that, though.
It's a waste of, in a lot of cases, a waste of money just to drive around and the time
it is.
As well.
But, it is.
But, you know, also
but there
Publix,
are people that do that.
Publix just gave me the impression their stores were cleaner, they're brighter. A lot of these, in Florida, at least where we're from, a lot of the stores were older that they were competing with, and they, you know, the lighting just wasn't as good, and just the overall presentation of the store was a much friendlier place, and I think there's something that they touched on here with the employees as well, just having a different kind of attitude.
I will tell you that I think that I was nearly accosted by employees in Publix just wanting to help. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Right, shoo! Whereas, you know, I can get what I need at a grocery store. If I'm like, I don't know where this thing is, I can find somebody that can help me. Generally, I will say that the employees at Publix are, you know, needier than most.
And if
yeah.
you go in at the right time, the place is overrun by old white-haired ladies giving you free food.
The people that give samples?
Yeah, the samples things are constant at Publix, it seems like, at least.
They're cooking them right there on, like, the little George Foreman grills.
Yep.
I love that stuff.
Yep, toll-free number here. I don't know if it's certain days or certain times.
I eat every one of the flavors that they have, too. Like, I'm getting my food.
You're
while
an
I'm
a-hole.
There.
Yeah. 855-450-3733.
Andy's taking their coupon.
But frequently, there's more than one of them. Like, sometimes when you're in a grocery store, there's one old lady giving out a freebie. But at Publix, like, every other aisle, they got you know, free samples. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may join the show here by dialing toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there a best organizational structure for business? I don't know if I think that there is, but it's interesting hearing different people's opinions and, you know, weighing in on what they think works the best.
I think a lot of it depends on management style, the type of employees you have, and even the type of business that you have. Because if you've got, like, a small business, less than, you know, 10 people, it would probably make sense to, you know, have everybody that works there have some stake in the business.
Sure.
If you've got something with thousands of people, it would be unwieldy to have everybody have a stake and a say in the business.
Well, Publix is making it work. They've got employees with 31% ownership. So when you say stake, do you mean a controlling stake or do you mean, you know, just a stake?
Well, it depends on how you do it because, you know, like, to some extent, you're getting down into, like, fractions of a fraction if you're talking about just everybody has a share of the company. Then, you know, like, all right, do you issue new shares every time you hire somebody so that they get a share?
I don't know.
Do you have a set number of shares then you pull from?
No. This isn't, Daryl, this isn't about the structure. This is about the psychology, the marketing that goes on inside the company. Because you're not just marketing, when you have a company, you're not just marketing on the outside, you're marketing on the inside too.
Sure.
And so if you could market to those employees, this is an employee owned business and you own part of this business. Then you increase that buy-in on the part of the employee, because most employees come with buy-in when you get them. You know, they come on board, they're like, woohoo, I love this place. And then depending on their personality type, that buy-in tends to, you know, go away over time. Some people are naturally surly. Others, you know, just they're the hallelujah section of the choir. So it just depends on the kind of person. But over time, it whittles away. They say, you know what? I'm just here for a paycheck. I'm here putting in my time to get my pension or whatever it is. Union employees are, you know, historically sort of the most vilified for this is, oh, yeah, that's on fire. Not my job. That kind of thing. So that's the one end. And I'm not saying that every union employee is like that by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that, you know, that's what the characterization is.
And a lot of them are like that. I've seen union employees where they're like, Not my job to pick up the screwdriver.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that may very well be the case. I haven't worked with any union employees because I'd probably jam the screwdriver in their neck over that. But this is, you know, what you want is you want that employee who works is working like he's going to be the next owner of the company. You want that guy.
Well, in the case of Publix, the not the owner of the company, but the I believe the CEO, I told you there was a Forbes article, which is too long for the air, but I did kind of scan through it. Publix's president, Todd Jones, started out as a bagger 33 years ago. So that can happen. Let's go to Doug. He's listening in Illinois. We'll talk more about Publix versus Walmart here in moments. By the way, I don't own any stock in Publix. I just like to make it clear before we continue. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I actually called in to talk about Meijer and the government.
Do me a favor, drop back off your phone a little bit. You're a little bit overmodulated.
How about now?
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I actually called in to talk about Meijer and the government. They actually opened up a location up in Milwaukee. And they're actually in trouble with the government for charging, undercharging for the milk. They actually have a law actually around the country. I don't know if they have it in New Hampshire, but you cannot charge for, like, milk or any product below what you bought it for, which I find it to be incredible. Government should not be involved in that at all. They have nothing in that. And the only thing that they're doing by doing that can be to protect the competitor. You all brought up a union issue. I worked for a while for a grocer up here called Jewel, and they are union. Mm. And I worked my butt off, like, an entire year. Our badge would actually, you'd have a medallion that you're getting for the people who would call in and, you know, compliment you to management. And I got like five of them. I had been very, you know, very productive worker. They could never promote me for the fact that there were people that were in front of me that were in the union. Again, we were a union company. They were terrible people. They were nothing more than what you would call like a clock puncher. You know, they did the very bare minimum. But they were in front of me and how long they worked there. That kind of changed my opinion on the union. I am kind of very much anti-union. Look, if you are the type of guy where you want to go into work and you want to do the very bare minimum and you want to do nothing more than punch a clock all day, punch a clock in and out and do the very bare minimum, you want to work for a union job.
Or go work for the government.
Right.
Well, most of them are.
Yeah.
However, if you're a productive worker and you want to be judged on your individual work ethic, you do not want a union job for the fact that it will prevent you from you know, moving ahead. And I actually left for the fact that I got fed up with it, and I went over to a non-union job, and in which I got promoted right away, you know? I mean,
well, I suspect that Publix's employees are non-union.
Yeah, it's a Florida-originated company. So about 6% of private sector jobs in the United States are unionized, and about 60% of public sector jobs in the United States are unionized.
Doug, great comments. Really appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, an attempt to unionize 246 Miami warehouse workers several years ago in Florida and Publix failed by more than 2-1. So Publix employees appear to be just fine. Just how things are.
Yeah, one thing I really have a problem with unions is that the sort of mandatory nature of them. I, as an employee, if there's 100 employees and I'm one of them and 99 of them vote to have a union, why should I be forced to join their club?
Isn't it a government law that forces you to, in most cases?
Depends on the situation.
In most places, and it doesn't require 99 of them. It requires
morally,
like, just over 40% in a lot of cases.
That's ridiculous.
There are some situations to where it does not even require a majority.
So, more on Publix. It's interesting company, again, being the most profitable of employee-owned companies out there, and arguably the number one. What was it rated? It was rated very highly. Oh, yeah, here we go. Ranked number one out of supermarkets, not just Southeastern supermarkets, but number one out of supermarkets on the American Consumer Satisfaction Index.
What's number two?
I don't have that.
And remember, the vast majority of their customers are cranky old people, so they even deserve a handicap going upwards. Now, again, I'm not a Publix fan, but my wife is, and everybody in my life is a Publix fan.
It's apparently been on this American Consumer Satisfaction Index since it began 14 years ago as the number one supermarket. So they're really doing something right over there. They began selling, this is economist.com, Publix has gained a cult-like following amongst Floridians for its Publix brand goods like chocolate chip cookies, sub sandwiches, and sweet tea. I gotta say, I've been to Publix on multiple occasions and had one of their freshly made sub sandwiches.
You can get a sub sandwich anywhere. I don't know why this is such an amazing thing.
They do a good job of it.
I got an amazing
sub sandwich. It was huge.
It was.
We're gonna make the subs great again.
Right. They charge.
They
more.
Did.
They charge more because they have boar's head meat.
I don't remember.
It's
being
a premium
more.
Meat.
I don't remember it being
how
more.
How much meat are you getting out of the head of a boar?
I don't know. Publix began selling organic and natural products in 1996 and will open several stores devoted to those products. Well, this is, again, this article I'm reading is fairly old, about a decade old. Walmart began selling organic food in the mid-aughts and is now thought to be retreating from its initial ambitious plans. And although Walmart has introduced around 120 neighborhood markets, which are supermarket-sized outlets, so smaller stores, intended to compete with the likes of Publix, they are far less profitable than its traditional larger stores. And even these larger stores don't measure up to Publix. John Heinbuckle, a food retail analyst at Goldman Sachs, notes that Walmart's same-store food sales growth, though in the mid-single digits, has been falling.
Yeah, and Walmart would definitely, I think, benefit from the employee-owned model because Walmart's basically considered some kind of slave trader mm-hmm. or something like that because of the way that the employees are paid. Now, I disagree with that. I believe they're providing people with jobs that otherwise would not have them, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true.
But
it could be better.
Well, I mean, you know, the competition bears out, an employee-owned stake. And the fact is that, you know, this is stock. You got it. If you can compensate somebody who's been there starting, say, 2 years, you increase retention, and you give a small amount of stock. What's the big deal?
I think Walmart does do profit sharing. They just don't promote it as you own a portion of the company.
It's the marketing.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Walmart's same-store sales growth slipped to 1.9% in 2006 compared to Publix, where theirs has steadily been increasing, 5.1% in the first 3 months of that year. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.